sacks and broken tackles every year. What is it about your running style that makes you a loser?
I don't know. It's just my thing is I play with leverage. Certain guys are different. You know, just a guy like Marshawn Lynch, you know, his broken tackles are more just running through a guy. Mine is really getting the guy off balance, you know, and going through an arm tackle, going through a shoulder, them type of things. So I get him going one way and then try to hit the other side.
Ed Shermer says you are leaner, LeSean. Are you lighter or just moved around a little bit or what?
I'm lighter.
What'd you do during? Just something different during the off?
Yeah, just been working hard, watching the things I eat, just training. The good thing about this offense, man, being in my second year, is that I know what to expect. You know, I know what Coach Kelly wants. You know, and I know it's tons of running, especially with my role. Even with Sproles, you know, there's so many more things we're doing now with him than expected. You know, so I got to be in shape.
So why are you later?
I feel like last year I was, even the year I did have, was based more on just, you know, the guys up front really, really blocking well and just going off of just, you know, God-given talent. I feel like at a lighter pace, man, I'm so much more effective. I looked at all my old film and seeing how much quicker I was when I was 210, 209. I mean, it's a big difference, and I'm feeling like that again. I mean, I've always made plays, even last year. I made a lot of plays, but just, you know your body. You know yourself. I wanted to be a little bit more bulkier last year. Sometimes it's like a mental thing, which it doesn't matter, you know.
When you were, was that their fault to ask you to get leaner?
That was me. I just, you always try to perfect yourself, man, and really try the best you can. But I think nowadays, man, it's, you know, obviously you got to be strong, but the quicker you are, the faster you are, the better you are, you know. Big guys can't get on you.
What were you in 2013?
I was about 215, man, around 215, 216, you know, up and down. Now I'm around 211, 210, 209. I mean, I go, you know, you eat, you work out, you lose it, then you get. So, man, around 210, 209. I mean, I feel good. I feel a lot quicker. I mean, you know, I'm making them plays again, you know, where it's leaving guys, you know, diving. So I feel good again. I feel really good.
Do you think his offense is less explosive with Deshaun's speed not in there? Do you think it's less explosive?
I mean, it's not a lot of guys that run like Deshaun. You know, so questions that you are asking, it's obvious that, you know, that type of speed he has is definitely, you know, it's rare. But as far as making plays, I mean, you know, Sproles is making plays. I'm making more plays. You know, Macklin, he's making plays. The young kid, you know, that nobody even knows about, except everybody in Philadelphia or the guys here, Jordan, he's making plays. I mean, so when you ask them type of questions, I think you have to wait until you really play and really find out for sure. Because in the game, it gets a lot easier. You know, you go against the same guy every day. I didn't know your tendencies, what you like to do. You know, but in the game, you know, everything is just from study and film. You know, you got to get out there and actually run. So, I mean, a lot of guys are making plays. So it's hard to really say. But if you're asking me as far as just missing him as his intangibles, what he does, I mean, he's a rare talent, you know, when it comes to that lightning speed.
You haven't had a repeat as division champ in 10 years. Why is it so difficult to repeat?
It's my sixth year. I don't know why. It's a tough division. It's mixed in with talent and tradition. You know, guys really put it together in this division. So hopefully we make it happen this year. You know, that's our main goal, to win a division, then go to the playoffs, and then take off from there.
Hey, LeSean, you said you're new. Do you feel stronger? And also, how do you feel about, despite the reduced weight, and how do you feel about being on the regional cover of Sports
Illustrated? I just feel like I'm 23 right now, 23 years old. That's all. But just been working hard, putting a lot to this game, man, and the preparation. And the thing is, like, I've had a really, really good year. Then the next year, you know, I didn't have such a great year. I got hurt. So I'm trying to capitalize off that, having a really dominant year, coming back with another one, you know, and I have the teammates and most importantly, I have the linemen to do it, you know. So just trying to stay in shape, stay lean, you know, stay aggressive.
How do you feel about being on the regional cover of Sports Illustrated?
That's accomplishment. That's pretty good. It's pretty cool. A lot of guys I have to thank, you know, for helping me to achieve that. We're in August. I got a lot of things coming up in August.
You mentioned Jordan Madden.
A couple more covers coming out.
You mentioned Jordan Jordan Matthews. What have you seen from him? Has he surprised you this camp?
Hey, man. Yes, a lot. You know, and you don't really get into it with the rookies, like, oh, who's this, that, until you actually watch them play. You know, I've learned that from the older guys, from all the way back to Westbrook, to them guys really show you, like, okay, he can really play. And he's showing it. I mean, this is work ethic. I mean, he's working like he's a veteran, a 5, 6-year, 7-year veteran. And the sky's the limit for that kid, for sure. He was raised right, got good manners, man. He's, you know, I'm very optimistic about his career, for sure.
So you said two more? I heard. Oh, so one more. Right, okay.
Defenses across the board, that's your
job. I didn't get the last question.
What? I never get the last question. They played you guys man-to-man for the single high safety for the most part last year. You guys still finished with the number 2 offensive league. How did you make a defense pay even more?
Yeah, I heard you say that earlier about the double teams. I didn't see too many double teams at all last year. I'm going to say I didn't see too many because, you know, guys are in the box and they get a lot of man on, bump on coverage. You know, and I think it's kind of good for the defense. I mean, for the offense. You know, a guy that's challenging you. Hey, listen, we don't care about the pass. We're going to, you know, stick man on man, bump and run. I think that we have the guys to beat that. So I'm anxious to see how that works against us. I think the most success to stop us, you know, was stack the box and have that bump on. So I'm waiting to see how it works out.
All right.